You know, I've been married for almost 16 years now, which is really cool. Right? And I have six kids and one on the way, which is awesome. Yeah, it's really awesome. They're all amazing, except one of them. You know, my wife is actually from Seattle. I grew up in the Midwest, and she grew up on the West Coast. And, you know, she jokes, you know, like, I'm expensive, aren't I? And I'm like, yes. Yes, you are really expensive. You know, she has a lot of high-level tastes and things. The first word that she taught my beautiful daughter to say was spa. She's expensive. And she's worth every penny. She's worth every penny. But do you know who's even more expensive than she is? I am. And not to her, but to God. You see, God chose me. He knew me in my mother's womb, and He chose me. He wanted me. But I'm expensive. I have a lot of sin in my life. A lot of selfishness, a lot of pride. I was actually the good kid growing up. You know, I never had a, you know, very dramatic story. You know, not one of those, yeah, I killed somebody, but then I came to Jesus. You know, I'd hear those testimonies and I'd go, man, I wish I killed somebody before I came to Jesus. It sounds so interesting. You know, my story is like I was a good kid and then I kind of got better. But one of my struggles was pride, because I was a good kid. And a feeling like I had to earn God's love. For me, the A- wasn't enough. It had to be the A. It had to be the A+. It was about being the best, which meant being better than other people, not doing what God called me to do. And it made me really judgmental of other people. You know, as they were in partying and doing this other stuff, I would just sit there and be like, you know, I'm a poor person. I love the humility of St. Philip Neri. Whenever he looked at somebody in sin, he simply said, there but for the grace of God go I. And I'm expensive. The Father had to pay a lot for me to be His son. This is what He had to pay for me. So they took Jesus. Carrying the cross himself, he went out to what was called the place of the skull, in Hebrew, Golgotha. And there they crucified him. And with him, two others on either side, with Jesus in the middle. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. And to the disciple he said, behold your mother. Jesus Christ is the only person in all of humanity who got to choose how he would be born into this life. Now, if you and I got that choice, and I hope you're living a blessed life, and I hope you love your family, and I hope you love your situation, but maybe even some of you in the best situations might think, well, you know, being royalty wouldn't be too bad, you know, living the high life. But Jesus was born to an unwed teenager in poverty, and immediately persecuted by the government. Herod sent an army in and slaughtered all the children of that town to try to kill the baby Jesus. I doubt it's a birth that any of us would have chosen. He lived his life among us. He showed us God in a new way, an invitation to intimacy, to call God Father, our Father. He was persecuted by those who were supposed to be teachers of the faith. Everyone turned against him. Even his own best friends ran away. One of them was the main one who betrayed him to those people. They whipped him, they scourged him, they stripped him, they mocked him, they spit at him, they beat him, and at any moment, he could have stopped it. He was God. He didn't stop it. Because I'm expensive. And he carried that cross, and he fell, and he fell, and he fell. They needed to get somebody else to help him carry it. I've often prayed about that. Why is that? Because he wanted to show us that he left nothing. He gave everything. Even hanging naked on the cross, bloodied, bruised, looking out, he sees his mother. And he gives his mother away. And he has nothing. No clothes, no friends, no family. Nothing. Because I am expensive. And I am valuable to him. And as he hung upon the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished." And then he gave the only thing he had left, his final breath. Jesus died on the cross to pay for the debt of the sin I could not pay. Set me free from chains that I could not break. And St. Augustine later tells us that God loves each of us as if there were only one of us to be loved. If I was the only person who ever said yes to Jesus, he would have done all of that for me. His grace is sufficient for me. His grace is sufficient for you. You are expensive. We are expensive. And in the unfathomable mystery of the love of God, he says, "You're worth every penny. You're worth every drop of blood. You're worth every falling on that cobblestone path with the cross on my shoulder." And if he needed to do this day in and day out to show us his love for us, he would, but he doesn't need to. Christ died once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. God loves us so much. God proves his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And in every Mass, every celebration of the Eucharist, we are brought back to that moment when we were rescued, when he saved us. And what did he save us from? God saved us from hell so we could be with him in heaven. The name of Jesus is I Save. He is our rescuer. We need him. We need him.